Hey, what it do, it's your boy Nut, also known as Horse Son, and welcome to West Coast Quarter Key. Now, before I get started, I'd like to ask my listeners how you doing, how your day was, how your week was, and I hope you have a blessed many more to come. Anyway, today's segment is about when people turn their back on you, the ones you trust the most. Now, I say that because when I was gone, I was living in the East Coast of New York. I couldn't wait to get back to my family. That was the biggest thing to me. I was like, oh, wow, go to see my family, this and that. Then when I finally got back, I was tripping because everybody was different. Like, it's like it was more cutthroatish. Everybody was more alpha self, you know what I mean? So, with that being said, it kind of hurt me a little bit. So I fell back from everybody. You know what I'm saying? And then to make that even crazier is, like, my grandmother passed away in her house on 83rd. You know, that's, I mean, I don't care who you are, what you are, what's going on. If somebody in your family passed away, especially a grandmother, that house was supposed to be left for the family. And what I don't understand is how an outsider person that never didn't pay a dollar on no mortgage, didn't do shit on no how to help keep the house up, didn't do nothing to the house but work on some cars, tend to say they got more control over what goes on in the house. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't add up to me that my grandmother never passed and leave this clown to be the person that's running and responsible for everything in the house, which it doesn't make any sense to me. But unfortunately, I wasn't there, so I ain't really got no say so in the matter. And if I did have some say so, I really don't have nobody that got my back to be like, you know what, fuck that, we're gonna take, excuse my language, but forget that, we're gonna take our grandmother's house back, we're gonna fix our grandmother's house up. None of that. I'm talking about it's dead dogs in the house that been in the house for years. You know what I mean? So with that being said, you know what I mean, like, it's car parts, it's cans of car oil inside the house. I'm talking about infested with roaches everywhere. I'm talking about they be having cookouts and sticking their food in the oven. I would never in my fucking, excuse my language, I would never in my life eat out that house, man. I went in there, opened up the oven one day with barbecue and took the tray out, and it was dark in there because there was no light on in there. Everybody running in there grabbing meat off the tray. Something told me, don't do it. Something told me don't do it. Finally, I said, man, I got, you know, you get smoking on that weed and stuff, you get little munchies. I'm like, man, let me go get me some of this meat, man. I went in there, man, and pulled that oven open, pulled that pan out. I seen roaches belling up out of the pan, man. Roaches was in there swimming in the barbecue sauce, man. Like barbecue roaches and things, you know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? The crazy part about all this is the people that was in the house. I'm talking about a bunch of strangers I never met before. The funny part about all this is all the people that was living in my grandmother's house is the people that my grandmother really didn't, I ain't gonna say she didn't care too much for because they were family, but she didn't have close ties with them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, she recognized you as her grandchild, and yeah, she recognized you as her daughter or whatever the case is, but at the end of the day, would she let you and your whole booyah tribe could move in her house? No. Now, when she was getting sick and needed somebody to take care of her, I can see everybody coming through there, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody needed a place to stay, so they like, yeah, I'm going to help my grandmother house so I can have somewhere to stay. But you really wasn't about that. It's really about them being able to have somewhere for their boyfriends and their girlfriends to stay. You know what I mean? And it's just wild. That whole situation really broke me. And I'm like, dang, I know my grandmother, my grandfather is up in their grave, tossing and turning like they can't believe what's going on with this house. And what make that even cold, it ain't like the whole family is just, unresponsive, or shall I say, it's not mature enough to understand that this house needs to be fixed up. It's like they all for sale. Long as they house and their situation is cool, it's cool. Oh, this dude work on cars? Let me bring my car over here so he can fix my car. But just stand there and look at the house like I remember growing up in this house. You do you? So you rather for this house to go and let the state take it than to say, you know what? Let me find a couple of people in the family that's not on drugs, that's really focused and want to do something with this house. And let's do whatever it's going to take to clean this house up and get together. We got to kick everybody out this house. If we got to kick everybody out this house and clean this house out, let's do it. But you know what I'm saying? People don't even think like that, man. And my topic today is like, okay, what do you do when the people that you supposedly had your back don't have your back? You know what I mean? Like, and that's wild. Like, you would think family always supposed to have your back, but they don't. You know what I'm saying? My family, man, is so crazy, man. I done had cousins kick in my little brother, though. So I'm just going to put, I'm going to say my little brother, because I don't want people to be like, I'm being biased as him. So I'm going to say, I had family kicking other family doors looking for their own cousin. And he wasn't there, so they shot his little 1.5, 2-year-old son and shot his baby mama. Like, I'm like, dude, you dudes don't have no morals, man. And they said, you know, they was wrong because God got up on it real quick. They didn't get too far with that. They all locked up right now. Maybe one got away with it, but the rest of them locked up right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, was that ass whooping that serious to go get a gun and come back and try to kill your cousin? Like, this is what we do. We fight your family when you grow up. That's a part of being, it's a part of being, being a family. When you grow up, family fight. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, you're supposed to be able to bounce back, you know what I'm saying, from the situation. You're supposed to be able to be like, you know what? We family, man. All this bullshit is bullshit. Let's get our shit together. You know what I mean? Let's do that. We family. But no, not this generation now. This generation is, and you know what? And it's crazy because remember they used to say how white people and all these other races wants to be like the black race? Well, I still believe that to a certain degree, but I really feel like that the black race is pushing more towards the want to be like the white race. And then you got to think psychologically, it kind of makes sense because, you know what I mean? Like for years and years, black people, like people wanted to be black and black people didn't want to be black. You know what I'm saying? Because we didn't have nothing. We wasn't getting nothing. We wasn't doing anything. You know what I mean? We was getting beat up. We was getting locked up in prison. We was getting drugs paranoid. We was getting killed by cops. You know what I'm saying? So black people didn't want to be black for the longest. And then when they started realizing, yeah, black is the cool thing to be. Everybody want to be black. Then black people took it to the next level and started disrespecting themselves. You feel me? So now, since they want to be like they white, know what I'm saying? And I'm not a racist dude. I'm just looking at it from my point of view. Because they wanted to be white, they started taking white people drugs. Like, okay, crack, cocaine, right? We all know it came from Colombia, whatever. Wherever it came from, the coca leaf, whatever. But my thing is this. Crystal meth came in the game. And that's always been a white person drug. Like, people talking about crystal meth, you always heard white people talking about it. I was in Nevada. Reading the Hawthorne, Nevada, when this guy I used to chill with my homeboy, which was once a friend, another, that's why I say when people turn their back on, he's another one. I'm gonna get off of him a little later. But anyway, this guy was the first person that introduced me to crystal meth. And how I say that is because why I know it's a white people high, because everybody that he was dealing with at that time in Hawthorne, Nevada was white. Only person who was black was his mama and his baby mama. You know what I mean? Everybody else was white. You know what I mean? And that's the drugs he got addicted to. And that's the drugs he on to this day. You know what I mean? So, and it's just wild for me to sit back and be like, wow, look at all these black people on crystal. And you know, the coke is a, smoking crack or coke, it's a up and a down. You get up on it, about 10 minutes later, it goes away. And that's why you constantly spend the money. The crystal meth, you get up on it, and that high keeps you high for motherfucking days. So I'm like, that's like crack on steroids. You feel what I'm saying? That's like crack on steroids, and that's what a lot of people nowadays are on. They're on crack on steroids. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So for me, I just kick back and just watch everything that's going on. You feel me? And you know what I mean? I just watch everything that goes on and report what I see. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody or whatever the case it is, but me personally, I just feel like, at the end of the day, I just feel like this is, like, something gotta give, something gotta shake, man. You know what I mean? Something really gotta give, something really gotta shake. You know what I mean? Because, like, the roles need to be reversed or it's gonna be too late, man. Like, think about it. If everybody start thinking for self, don't nobody care about nobody but self, what you think gonna happen to our generation? Feel me? It's gonna be like it was, like it's been. White people taking care of their people. Like, think about it, though, man. It's just wild, though. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying my best to really understand it. I'm trying my best to get through this. You know what I mean? It's kind of sad at times because, don't get me wrong, every time I be like, man, I miss my family, man. I be wanting to go throw barbecues and bring the family together, but it's not worth it. Like, why? What for? So at the end of the barbecue, when somebody got too much liquor in them, somebody gonna make up a lie. Like, I got a cousin. You know what I'm saying? I got a cousin named Twan. All this nigga do is lie, man. I was in New York and I came back. When I came back out here, ever since I came back out here and met this dude, all he does is lie on me. And it makes me think, like, why does this dude keep lies in his mouth? But it kind of makes sense. I understand why. When he was a little baby, him and his little sister were little bitty babies, I made their daddy jump out the window, pull the 12-gauge on him and some other guns, and made their daddy jump out the bedroom, out the living room window, and glass living room window, and leave his kids in the bed because he thought he was finna die that day. You know what I'm saying? I was just telling that dude about putting his hands on my cousin. You feel me? So, I understand his anger. And I know that's where it stemmed from. I know where all this anger stemmed from. It's from him hearing stories about, my cousin this, your cousin made your dad jump out the window, woo, 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 all that old kind of shit. So, you know, when a nigga grew up the age, he start feeling some kind of way, like, you know what I mean? Like, he feel like he can do something, but he really can't do nothing to me because all he gonna do is run like he did. That's how he run up on somebody that got a pistol. As long as they got a pistol, somebody got a pistol, got his back, that's where he running to. And if he ain't got that, he definitely gonna tell you the police. The police know everything that's going on. So if you do something to him, you're going to jail. You feel what I'm saying? He one of them type of dudes. He talk all the gangster stuff. He talk all that type of shit. Tough shit. When you catch him by himself or catch him slipping, it's a whole different story. And me, I always catch people slipping. I'm not really big no more on running up on crowds of motherfuckers or doing all that old dumbass shit because it don't make no sense to me. But what you can do nowadays is just, you know what I'm saying, wait. Because time is the essence, boy. I'm telling you, boy, time is everything, man. Life is about timing, bro. Well, everything in life is about timing. And you guarantee you, if you be patient, you're going to bump heads with that same person again. And when you bump heads, you know what I'm saying, you might be in a better situation, or you might just feel a little better about the situation. Be like, you know what? I'm finna bring it to this nigga. You know what I'm saying? This cat, excuse my language. I'll bring it to this cat. And when you step to him, he ain't going to know how to act because, unlike him, when you step to him by yourself. You know what I'm saying? You didn't step to him with two or three dudes, like a whole 5-10 motherfuckers. Like, yeah, what's up? Well, you step to a nigga by yourself. Like, bro, what's up? We got a problem? Let's go handle this. You know what I mean? Like, I done did it before. I remember I walked up on a nigga one time in the East Coast and checked him so hard over some dumb. I wasn't going to fight the dude. I just wanted to, hey, dude, like, keep my name out your mouth, bro. You don't even know me, bro. Like, how you speak on a nigga that you don't know? I never understood that about people. How do you speak on somebody that you don't know? How can you not like somebody that you never met? How can you, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? So, and every time they bow down, they be like, nah, ain't no problem, bro. But when they get around their people, it's a whole different story. When they get around their people, it's like, oh, they go that clown such and such, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they try to get at you on some foulness. You know what I mean? So, I'm just saying, though. You know what I mean? Sorry, Ben. I've been away from him podcasting for about a week or so, man. I've been having a rough week working and going through other things. You know what I mean? But for the most part, though, I'm back. And, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be the first segment in the week that I'm uploading. It's really about people just really turning on you, man. Like, my family really turned on me, man. I ain't going to front. I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't ashamed to say it. I dropped a few tears over the thing. You know what I'm saying? I had a bad night. I had a young lady hanging with me. And we was on ecstasy pills, which I don't take anymore. But I ended up having a bad trip about the situation. We got down, but we couldn't really get down because my mind was elsewhere. You know what I mean? So, and it kind of messed her night up and my night. You know what I mean? So it just made me sit back and think, like, wow. Like, really? Like, wow, I can't believe this. You know what I mean? So, you know, It's just wild, man. You know what I mean? Like, just to sit back and realize that how something that's not water, I mean, that's not blood, that's kind of watered down or whatever. Because, like they say, blood is thicker than water, but mud is thicker than blood. You know what I mean? So, for the most part, and that's what I deal with, the mud. I like mud. I don't even trip on blood no more. You know what I mean? I'm like mud. You know what I mean? So, mud is just thick, and you can paste, mud is good, you know what I'm saying, you can create things with it, if it's muddy enough, you can build things with mud, all kinds of stuff. With blood tend to be a little watered down, man, you know what I mean, like, yeah, it's cool, it's a good bloodline, or bloodline cool, but at the end of the day, it's like, why, like, and the funny thing, the reason why I bring this segment up, because, like, I'm talking, chopping it up with my peoples, and, they tell me, he's like, yeah, man, you ain't heard what happened, right? I'm like, what you mean what happened? And like, yeah, you ain't heard what happened? I'm like, what you talking about? He's like, yeah, oh boy, such and such pulled a gun on your cousin and her son. I'm like, what? Like, yeah, he pulled a gun on them, this and this and that. Now, I don't understand. Y'all probably, like, he all over the place right now. Like, y'all don't understand what's going on. That's going to be another story I'm going to bring up. You know what I mean? And actually, all this ammo I'm talking about is going to be in my book that's coming soon called Code 33. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, so, and the funny thing about all this is, I said, wait a minute. He pulled a gun on homegirl and on my cousin and her son. Yeah. Now, you would think, I guess she thought I was going to be mad. Like I told her, I said, I don't get involved in none of that no more. Because that same person that pulled that gun on her and her son was the same person that tried to pull a gun on me at my mama's funeral. And I had everybody at my mom's funeral talking about, oh, I should have wore my shoes. Oh, I should have did this and this and that. Like at my mom's funeral, like they're talking about, they going to come and hand me a black and white obituary while other people that ain't even related, I mean, that ain't even blood to my mama, get colored obituaries and then tell me, oh, you didn't put no money in on this or some old something like that. I'm like, for one thing, my mama told me straight up her funeral was covered. You know what I'm saying? My mama told me, she said, when I pass away, you ain't got to worry about nothing, son. My funeral is covered. I got money put away. This and this and that. Y'all gonna be good. Don't worry. I said, all right, I wouldn't worry about it because I don't need none of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got betrayed by my whole family to me. You know what I mean? So, I wasn't tripping. I said, okay, cool. Then when it happened, I get a call talking about OED. I'm like, wait a minute. She said everything was taken care of. No, it wasn't taken care of. This and so, you know, I was a little out of my body that day. You know what I mean? Like, think I just lost my mama. I feel like people were trying to run a game on me. Everything. So I kind of closed myself off. I didn't cuss nobody out or nothing like that. I just closed myself off. Then when I get to the funeral, they try to hand me a black and white obituary. I gave it away. You know what I'm saying? And then on top of that, though, and this will make it and kill on top of that, though. Feel me? Like, no matter how you feel about me, no matter how you feel about anything, you know what I'm saying? And my mom's a bitch. It's my mom obituary. My mom obituary supposed to be about my mom, her kids, and then her family. You feel me? How can your mom obituary be about your mom and everybody else in the family and not her firstborn? Why her firstborn wasn't in her obituary? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care how you feel. Anybody could easily call me and say, hey, we need a picture to put in the obituary for you. Anything. Pictures all over, everywhere. Facebook, all over the place. I mean, people were really acting funny that day. But I washed my hands with that whole situation. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, it's cool. I forgive. God said forgive and move on. I forgave everybody and move on. Do I got an obituary? Yes. But I'm going to tell you why I got an obituary, because I didn't want one. But the reason why I got the obituary, because I know it always got the address for my mom's grave site. So I ain't got to write down a piece of paper and happen to misplace it. I just find an obituary that I have put up somewhere. I set to the side, and when I'm, every Mother's Day or Mother's Day, I go see my mom. And that's another thing that's weird to me, right? The same dude pulled a gun, told me nobody disrespected Auntie Darlene's funeral. All these people was at my mom's funeral, all this. Every time it's Mother's Day or her birthday, nobody goes to visit her. Not one soul. I'm the only person. Me and whoever come with me, we go visit. You know what I mean? And it came to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm not announcing it to nobody. I'm not calling nobody. I'm not telling nobody nothing. Like, people will lie to you all day long. Oh, yeah, we went to go see mom's funeral, but we got lost. And this nigga, stop lying, blood. Like, niggas cannot, you can't lie, bruh. You can't lie and say you've been there. There's no way you can get lost. Only way you can get lost is if you don't got a GPS. That's the only way. How can you? That's the only way you can get lost without a GPS. That was another lie. You know what I'm saying? It's just, when I just get to thinking about all the betrayal. That's why my book, Code 33, is going to be off the chain, because it's going to talk about how the love, our family love turned into all this family love and have each other back really turned broke a family bond where everybody seemed like they turned on each other and gave up on each other, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's sad. Really, 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 it's really sad when you look at blood relatives and you can't trust them. Brothers and sisters, like, I'm at work one day, I get a call and they say, oh, your little brother just got shot. I'm like, what? Yeah, then the phone ring again and get a call saying, oh, your little brother got shot by the police. I'm like, oh, wow. And then a phone call again say, well, he didn't get shot by the police. He was in the hospital chased with the police and they end up having a car accident and his lungs or something end up getting punctured or something. So I'm like, damn. So I tell my wife to go check. Well, whoop, she go up there, bang. And she's like, yeah, I seen him, this and that. And he was saying that you didn't want to come up there and see him and shit. And I told him that you had to work. That's why I came up here. Well, whoop. So and she was about to tell me something. And I told her, no, let me take that back. So, bang. So the next day, I had to go to work. So I told my wife, I said, check this. Go out there, go holler at my little brother and tell him when tomorrow when I get off work or something, I'ma come up there and see him and check him out. So she go up there. I guess she come back and she tell me, she say, baby, I got something to tell you about with your brother. And I got mad because however the conversation started, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. So when she was telling me, I was like, you know what? I don't even want to hear the story. I don't want to hear nothing that the dude got to say, nothing. Woo-woo. And she was like, yeah, he was saying this. Oh, that's what happened. They started talking, and all of a sudden, they started talking about me and about me supposed to be whooping my son or something and all this old stuff. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. How you go to go check on somebody? I asked you to go check on somebody for me to make sure they all right. And how I end up being the talk of the conversation. You know what I mean? And I said, you know what? I got so frustrated at the time. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to hear nothing about the dude. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of time I was on. Yeah, that's what kind of time I was on. You know what I mean? So I was like, I just couldn't believe that when she told me, like my little brother gonna try to come at you like that. He tried to what? Okay, cool. So I made it a point. When I got off work, I said, let me go up there and go holler at this dude, man. So I go up there to go holler at the dude. I'm like, dude, what the hell is you talking about, bro? Why are you up here speaking on me and what's going on with my situation and my son and all this old stuff? You know what I mean? And we end up having a little argument in the hospital. I said, you know what, bro? From this day forward, I wash my hands with you, bro. You consider dead in my book, bro. I said, don't trip. We ain't family no more. You do you. That's to me. That's the ultimate betrayal. You know what I mean? That's the ultimate betrayal right there. And when somebody is doing bad and you go to go check on them and they try to salt you out, they try to make you look bad, try to salt you out because I don't know. I guess they feeling themselves or something. You know what I mean? Like you clown ass nigga. You know what I mean? So I said it's cool. That's the kind of nigga you want to be. Cool. I stay away from niggas like that. I don't trust West Oakland niggas. Don't take it wrong, West Oakland niggas. But I don't trust West Oakland niggas like that anyway. You know what I mean? So I don't know how you want to take it. You know what I mean? But that's just the way I feel. You know what I mean? And so sorry about that, y'all. But so. From that day right there, you know what I'm saying, I call myself washing my hands with my little brother, you know what I mean, like I'm good with them and this and that, and that. So I try to tell my other little brother what happened, you feel me, now everybody know how your brothers is, how your little brothers is, and they mind, they got this thing to where we family and family, supposed to, whatever they go through, they supposed to get together, I don't live by them book. I don't live by them rules. You feel me? I got a whole different way of thinking. I look at it like this. If you betrayed me once, where I feel like you trying to do some grimy, some snake in the grass type of situation, then I'm good. You'll betray me again. So with that being said, I'm good. I don't really want to hang with you. I don't really want you in my circle no more. I'm good with you. You're untrustworthy. That means I can't step out my house and be like, let me run to the liquor store. We barbecuing or something. Let me run to the store and go get charcoal. Let me run to the store and go get swishes or something like that without thinking, is this nigga over there trying to holler at my people? Or is this nigga over there doing this? You know what I mean? And then it gets you to question everybody else around you. You know what I'm saying? To make you think like, wow, who can you trust? You get what I'm saying? So it just really came to a point where I just said, you know, the best thing for me to do is just cut ties with the whole family. You know what I mean? Just let everybody be. And just like I was going for all them years and nobody knew where I was at. Just keep it like that. It ain't no sweat off me. They don't care. I don't care. So we good. Now, fast forward it to now. You know what I mean? 5-6 years later, fast forward. The same guy, look how cold the game is. Now, this is how cold this is. He came around the family because he was a friend of their brother. It's a quote-unquote best friend, something like that. He came around and started G-ing on their sister, right? He go to jail for something stupid, doing something with some guns or something stupid. He get out, and now he's G-ing with the other sister. You dig? Now, these two sisters is beefing amongst each other, which is crazy. And I should have peeped game, though, a long time ago. But when I was hearing stories about, yeah, cuz, she had sex with my baby dad. She had sex with the Charles. Her and Kiki then had sex with the Charles. Kiki sucked with Charles thing. This and that. That's going to be in my book. But anyway, this person did this with Latroy. Well, I should have known it should have been some kind of retaliation on her side. But I didn't think like that because I'm like, this is my cousin. And even though I've been going a long time, like, some people got morals that they live by. They be like, nah, I'm not breaking my morals for nobody. You know what I'm saying? That's what you would think. But in actuality, it's not really like that. You know what I mean? People do not care about morals no more. They don't live. They don't live by morals. They don't live as a man's supposed to live or a woman's supposed to live. They live for the day. They live for that moment. They don't live for tomorrow. They live for the moment. You know what I mean? And so I should have known that it was some retaliation on her part. I should have known it was her feeling some kind of way, so she was gonna get even. And you know, it didn't dawn on me, but it started making more sense to me because as time goes on, a certain person was explaining to me different situation that was going on. I was trying not to believe that person, but unfortunately, it was true. You know what I mean? So now, fast forward up to today's, now the dude get out of jail. Now he's G-ing on the other sister, and these two sisters beefing. So instead, these sisters stepping back and being like, yo, this nigga crazy. This nigga's playing this, man. He was over here. How can a dude that once called your son his best friend, you feel me, and you should have known with something, you was bringing your boyfriend around him, and you was still sleeping with him on the low? So, you know what I'm saying? Who consider you a family, a friend, or whatever, a lady, his girl, end up sleeping with your sister? And got y'all beefing. How can y'all beef over this situation? Like, y'all should both come together and be like, yo, this nigga think he's slick. This nigga really trying to play this game between the boy, really trying to work me and my sister. Feel me? That should have been on that kind of time to where, oh, no, we finna shut this nigga down. This ain't going, excuse my language, we finna shut this down. This ain't going down like this. No, not them. Mm-mm, not them. They want to keep it going. They trying to keep it going. They want the problems. They want the beefing. They want them to be going through certain situations. You know what I mean? And doing certain things. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. Me personally, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? I don't get it. I don't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, the way I was raised, we wouldn't let no outsiders come between us. So for me to be gone all them years and then come back and be like, wow, this is my family now, it hurts me. You know what I mean? And I stayed away and been staying away. And they'll tell you, the only one I communicate with on over there is my cousin Orr. I communicate with Orr because, like, me and Orr never really had an issue. You feel me? One thing I can say about Orr, me and my cousin Orr never really had an issue. Our issue always been about he say, she say, other people throwing it up in the air. You know what I mean? It always been that kind of situation. Never was no direct beef amongst, you know what I'm saying, any one of us. You know what I mean? So, and when all this happened, I couldn't understand why. Like, I'm like, man, y'all supposed to be the adults. When your son came at you and said, mama, look what Maurice did to me, you should have been an adult. Maurice called you mama and my little sister called you mama. So you could have easily been like, hold on, let me call him on the phone. Maurice, get your ass over here, boy, so we can talk. So what the hell is going on? Y'all family. This is how that conversation is supposed to went. Y'all family, why is y'all doing all this fighting? Why is y'all doing all this, dude? This ain't what y'all supposed to do. And you supposed to let them know how stupid they is and how wrong they are for that situation. And then they supposed to shake hands, let it go, or either they just quit messing with each other for a while until they both calm down, and then they come back together as family. But once you cross that line and go and grab a gun and try to murder somebody, how can you say that you family? How can you once say that we was loved ones? He didn't put no gun on your son and try to murder him. He just beat him up for disrespecting him. He beat up his little cousin. Big cousin, little cousin. He beat up his little cousin. And y'all jumped the gun to the point where y'all went and got guns, man. Jumbo, you should have seen how he looked. Yeah, that's what happens when you get an ass whooping. Excuse my language, but that's what happens when you get beat up. You tend to get fucked up. Y'all on pills, y'all acting like y'all super gangsters out there doing all kind of stuff. And then when shit hit the fan, everybody pointing the finger. It wasn't me, it was him. It wasn't me, it was him. I didn't shoot, he shot. I didn't kick in the door, he did. Feel me? Wait a minute. Y'all were just super gangsters stalking his baby mama. She walking up and down the street. Y'all stalking her, tongue up this and this and that and this. Now all of a sudden, now it's, oh, it wasn't me, it was him. It wasn't me, it was him. Like, come on, man. What part of the game is this, y'all? Like, man, this betrayal is something, man. I'm sorry I bring up this situation in this whole segment is really about me and my situation. But I'm hoping that somebody can listen and learn from my segment and see from what I'm going through. You know, if they see some similarities in their own situation or their situation headed down this kind of path, maybe they can try to stay corrected or whatever. You know what I mean? They can do something to fix it. You know what I mean? But for the most part, though, it's like, I'm just really caught in a bad situation, man, as far as family goes anyways, you know. So right now in my life, I'm trying to do everything positive. You feel me? Like, I don't want nothing negative in my life. I don't want to be or hear about no negative in my life or anything of that nature. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I'm saying, negative bring negative. You know what I mean? And right now, I'm trying to keep all positive things going in my life. I'm trying to stay above water. You know what I mean? I'm trying to live peaceful. I'm trying to live good. I'm trying to have things in life. I'm not trying to see me. I learned that. My thing is, I'm not trying to keep up with the Joneses. I'm not trying to keep up with the Kardashians, should I say. You know what I mean? That's the modern day way to say it. I'm not trying to keep up with them. I'm not trying to impress nobody. The only person I'm trying to impress is myself. You know what I'm saying? And I impress myself by constantly doing the right things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give when people in need. I give to people. They come up to me and ask me. I definitely give to people. There's been times I was sitting at a red light so long in San Francisco, I ended up giving some female, almost, what, $7 to $8 just, huh? There you go. You know what I mean? Like a person on the street corner person, like, act with a sign. You know what I mean? So, and I don't do it to be like, oh, I'm better than y'all because I do it for charity. No, I do it because I look at people and I say, oh, they look like they having a hard day, a bad day. Let me see if I can help their day out. Being maybe they hungry and they ain't know how they gonna get. Maybe their kids hungry and they don't know how they gonna feed their kid. Maybe this $8 can help. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case. That's why I do things like that. You know what I mean? So, for the most part, you know what I mean? That's what my life is about. You know what I mean? For now, I won't. You know what I mean? And trying to please my higher power. You know what I'm saying? I don't have time for none of the shenanigans. None of the bullcrap. I don't got time for none of that no more in my life. I don't need none of that. Like, I'm 42 years old. You feel me? And I'm looking at my cousins, and that's still going through all the drama stuff. You get on Facebook, you got somebody on Facebook. Like, alright, this is my thing too, y'all. Like, okay, this is off topic, but this is my thing. I want everybody to understand. Matter of fact, I think this is gonna be my, listen, what a person posts on their Facebook is their business. You dig what I'm saying? When you people start reporting to the white folks or to them people talking about they put a derogatory picture up or something, that's like you snitching to the police, bro. That's a form of snitching. That's my page. If you don't like what's on that person's page, unfriend yourself. Don't be no rat and go and try to report them and get them blocked. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who in their family might need to get in contact with them. You don't know who. Only person that know how to get in contact with them is through Facebook, and you done got them blocked from their page, where they can't even get no messages or nothing because they can't do nothing because you done got them blocked, or they can't send a message to somebody that they need to send to because they features is blocked. Like, come on, man. Y'all people need to grow up out there, man. Like, on some real, man. Y'all really just, y'all doing this Instagram and this all this old Facebook. Y'all taking this shit too personal, man. Y'all taking this shit to heart, man. It's a damn shame when something like this will become a part of some of you growing. I be looking at some of you people, and some of you people be, y'all life is based on taking selfies and trying to make yourself good. If you notice on every Instagram, everybody always talking about how they the baddest. You got females up there bending over with shorts all up in their ass, excuse my leg, all up in their butt trying to get likes. Got 12, 13, 15 likes. Like, you would never be a top model or a model on there to get. You will never get a 10,000 likes or nothing like that because you're a ratchet. You ain't got no gold. You're doing it to impress a dude. You're not doing it to say, I'm trying to get become somebody or trying to get a model gig. You're doing it talking about, yo, man, loving when I'm doing it. Like, come on, you sound like a rat, a certified rat. Yeah, man, like it when I'm doing this. Are you serious? You know what you look like? You're a cum bucket. That's what you are, a cum bucket. And that you're worse than a side chick. At least with a side chick, she has, she got a title, and of course he's spending some good quality time with her, about food, money, taking care of her. When you're a cum bucket, you're somebody, a person called when they're drunk, and they're like, damn, who can I run air out real quick? You feel me? You're worse than that. So you gotta understand, when you post that shit about what the next nigga, you know, oh, she mad because the next nigga doing this for me and this, you just look like a cum bucket. Like a sex rag or something. You know what I mean? It's a love glove, should I say. You know, that's what you are. Somebody, yeah, and drop you off. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. But anyway, back to topic. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I'm saying that to say this, y'all. Just stay positive, man. Stay away from the negative people, man. I don't care if it's family or whatever. Some people tell me they can't go through it. They love their family. Family is all they got. That's not true. Family ain't all you got. Because when you stuck in a situation where your family... I went to prison. I was in the East Coast for 10 years, man. I was out the East Coast longer than that. But I got sentenced to a 10-year bid. During my stretch, I done had no one in my family look out for me. Not one person sent me a dollar. Not one. Only person that I got, I take that back. Two people I got some mail from, and one person out of them two people sent me some money. You feel me? And I wasn't expecting for the other person to send me some money because I know she didn't have it like that. And may she rest in peace. That was my mama. You feel me? My mama let her phone get cut off because she was accepting my collect calls. You know what I mean? And just because she was accepting my collect calls enough for me, I didn't want to get her phone cut off, so that kind of hurt me when it got cut off. You know what I'm saying? But, and my homeboy Ricada. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, Mr. Reed. That dude done wrote me a letter or two and sent me a few dollars. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? That's my dude right there, man. We've been rocking. You know what I mean? And it's just wild. Like, you know what I mean? For me to sit back and just be like... wow, man. Like, people talk that family is all you got. That's not true, man. If that's what you believe, then that's what you're going to believe. But that's not necessarily true. You know what I mean? Because I didn't have family for a long stretch, and I did my bid at peace. I went at the bottom of the food chain when I was in there. I was at the top of the food chain. Everybody wanted to rock with me. Everybody wanted to eat with me. Everybody wanted to work out with me. It was just the way my swag was, the way I was dripping sauce all through the penitentiary, you know what I'm saying? So, but when I got home, I did my music thing, and people ask me all the time, do you regret coming back out to Oakland because you were just on the verge of taking flight with your music, and all of a sudden you get a call about your mom, and you know what I'm saying, life takes a whole different span. They ask me, do you get mad about that? Do you hate the fact that you came back because you could have been something? And I look at them and I say, you know what, I am something no matter what, you know what I mean? Like, that just, you know what I mean, I had to make a man decision. That's a difference when it's talking about making a man decision, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a difference between making a man decision and a boy decision. And that, to me, that was a man decision. Like, and that was a no-brainer. If your mom got 6 months to live, who comes first? Your music or your mom? Shit. My mom gave me life. Yeah, man. My mom been through it. Yeah, my mom put me in cold situations before. But at the end of the day, that's my mom. You only got one mom. You know what I'm saying? Now, as far as family, anybody can be a family. You can make anybody your family. But you can't make anybody your mom. So, of course, that was a no-brainer for me to come out here. And no, I don't regret coming out here. Don't get me wrong, I miss the music. Sometimes I'd be like, oh, I see videos or hear music, and I'd be like, man, I've been reminiscing on when we was out there doing our thing. And you know what I'm saying? But other than that, it's like, I don't regret nothing, man, ever happened to me in my life. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God daily for all the blessings that he gave me. And I thank God for all the lessons that he gave me also. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm not a bitter person. You know what I mean? But this is for all my listeners out there. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Let me air out, get some things off my chest. Anytime my listeners, y'all can send in a voice message. And I'll broadcast your voice message. You know. Like I said, I always say iron sharpens iron, y'all. So we gonna keep each other nice and keep each other tight. You know what I mean? Laced up and shit. So, you know, you God bless you all. And excuse my language. I'm trying my best to stop cussing, man. So y'all might hear me say that a lot. Excuse my language after I slipped up and said the word. But, you know, it's just me just trying to, I'm constantly working on trying to make myself a better person. You know what I mean? So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. And if anything you like to talk about, anything you want to get on your chest, send a voice message, we'll get it in. All right, God bless you all. You all have a blessed day.